You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
Saturday, join TJ, his wife Jody, his little friend Jenny, and her handsome husband Michael as they head out somewhere for TJ's small town adventures. Watch on our Instagram account, the Ace TJ Show, or through the new Ace and TJ family app. You got Ace and TJ Prime Plus, so you deserve a little something extra. This is Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus.
Oh, man. I am so upset, y'all. One of my favorite TV personalities has done run amok with the law.
Who?
Amy Slayton, one of the Thousand Pound Sisters.
Oh, no. God, I can't stand them. Mm. I hate the Thousand Pound Sisters.
Dang.
I really do.
What town in Tennessee do you know, Riggins, where she was arrested?
I don't.
It was at the Tennessee Safari Park.
Yeah.
So I'm guessing that, I don't know, that sounds like it's pretty fancy, but that could be kind of like Joe Exotic's zoo. You know, you don't know.
It sounds exactly like that.
I mean, it could be great or, you know. Could be a place where you'd expect to see one of the Thousand Pound Sisters.
Yeah. And when the cops show up and there's all the pieces fitting into this puzzle.
Mm-hmm. She was there with her kids, 4-year-old Gage, 2-year-old Glenn, plus a man named Brian Scott, Lavorne.
That's right.
Lavorne. Like Love Horn. Love Orn. LOVVORN. At some point during their visit, Amy claims that she was bitten by a camel. I know you what.
Yeah, and it'll grab
sometimes
you.
It'll hurt. While she was being treated, park employees noticed a suspicious smell and found pot and mushrooms just sitting in plain sight in the car. So she waited till she got to the parking lot, and that's where they came and started trying to treat her at her car?
I think so.
Hmm.
Maybe not trying to arrest her and embarrass the kids anymore in front of anybody else in the park.
Well, I mean, they didn't see any of that till they were out at I mean, they didn't know she was going to be arrested till they saw it in the car.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Maybe the ambulance service said, hey, we ain't going in there. Yeah. I ain't going in there with them biting camels.
We're
going
to wait out here.
So she and her companion were, which I'm sure is what she calls him. This is my companion.
Yeah. My lover. My plus one.
My lover.
They were arrested on drug possession and child endangerment charges. The kids were placed in the custody of other family members. Now, they have another sister and a brother.
And a brother.
If you don't know what Thousand Pound Sisters is, it's a reality show on TLC. And it focuses on two sisters who have battled, you know, weight and live at dangerous weight levels and getting that bariatric surgery and all of that stuff. Tammy is the bigger of the two that had the most trouble being able to get down to a weight where she could have the surgery and all of that. And Amy has had the successful surgery for a while, and she's been out there dating and, you know, having kids and doing all kinds of stuff.
Maybe taking mushrooms
and pot,
just living her best life.
Yeah, and down to the Tennessee Safari Park. So Amy shares the kids with her ex-husband Michael Halterman, who filed for divorce in March of 2023. And this says, for the record, TMZ spoke with one of the park owners who doubts that Amy was bitten by one of their camels. Supposedly, the cut on her arm is not indicative of a camel bite.
That ain't true.
I've seen many a camel bite in my life, but that ain't one
that
of
ain't
them.
Ain't one of them right there, buddy.
Riggins, can you look over the Tennessee Safari Park? You think they got it on the Google Earth or whatever it's called?
I would imagine. Sure. Out there in Crockett County.
Do they live in Tennessee?
I think so. Yeah. I thought it was Kentucky or Tennessee.
Yeah. I always thought, for some reason, I thought it was in one of the Virginias, but I don't know why I thought that.
Yeah.
What exactly are they famous for? I know they have a TV show, and I've seen the TV show, and I found it to be, it made me hate them.
Before they got the show, Amy, who was just arrested, was kind of this viral Instagram person. She would get on there and ask for money, talk about her family problems, review makeup, and it was kind of like watching a kind of like a freak show a little bit, and people accused her of being a liar, that, you know, talking about her situation. So she kind of had this momentum, and then they got the TV show, and then it highlighted her other sister was bigger.
Right. And then the third sister had the surgery before both of them, either one of them had it, and she really doesn't like being part of the show or any of that. She seems like she's kind of got it together.
She seems much more well-adjusted, as does the brother a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But these two are kind of wild.
Yeah. It says they're in Kentucky, by the way.
Yeah. Kentucky. Okay. Eastern Kentucky.
It just says. I don't know.
And that, what they always say, if you're from Eastern Kentucky, you ain't doing da-da-da-da. Like, that's the rough part. But why do you hate them so much?
I don't know. I just think they're trash.
But it's not that you're against trashy reality shows and stuff.
No, it's just, it just seems like they're just, I've only watched the show once or twice, and I couldn't watch it anymore after that. And I think it's the fact that they come off as fake. We got it so bad, and they're just talking about how bad their lives are and how unhappy they are and blah 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 blah. And in reality, I don't think they are. I think they're just lying asses. And I don't know. I just think a lot of it was phony and gross, and they play it up for the camera. And it's the same reason I don't like what's his name?
Chrisley.
Just phony, fake. You know, I mean, all those reality shows are, but, you know, that's like when I figured out, the Gene Simmons reality show after the first season, I was like, well, now this is totally staged. I'm not interested in this anymore. I mean, I don't know, but they just seem very fraudulent.
Right.
The two sisters.
Cause when I watch it, you know, I sit there and go, I mean, come on, what do y'all have to not be happy about?
You got everything. You got the world.
You know, you get to sit on the floor in the back of a minivan where the seats have been taken out.
Iconic.
All that walking three steps a day.
Mm-hmm. But it's like, I've done all this stuff to myself. Now feel sorry for me and send me money.
Bitch, I pay my bills. Yeah. I remember that fight they got into. I don't watch any reality show, really. But my wife watches this one, or used to watch that, and I've seen enough of it to know what it's about. And it's, to me, it's as interesting as any of the rest of them.
Yeah. I mean,
sometimes I'll watch that, I guess he's Greek, that doctor that does the surgeries, and he'll tell them, there is no reason you should not have lost the weight.
Yeah.
You know,
big woman. I'm a picky eater. He's like, Ms. I assure you are not.
No one gets your size who's a picky eater.
Yeah, see, that's dumb. It's dumb. I'm a picky. You're not a picky eater. You're eating everything you pick up.
So it's really about being fat.
No, it's really about oh, poor me. I'm so fat. I put myself in this position, but now my life is so terrible. Feel sorry for me and send me money. You know.
Look at that. I love it. Ace hates fat people.
No. Not
the case. But they're not asking for money.
That's not the case. Well, they're on TV getting money. It's like, my life is so terrible.
Somebody's jealous?
Well, there's that. I could use the money. But I don't know, just something about them. They seem like fake and phony. And like afterwards, they're laughing about it. Like, it's not so bad. Let's get something to eat.
I really don't think they have.
It's like the Chrisleys. I hate that.
I really don't think that they have the IQ to be fake for TV.
Well, that's possible.
I think that's the case. Like Mama June, you know, I always hated that whole, you know, Mama June like situation either. And all that, because I don't like people with no manners. And it's kind of the same crude stuff with these women on the show. But you know, I've watched a little bit of it, and I think they seem like well adjusted. You know, now that they've started losing some of the weight, have you seen Tammy?
Oh yeah, she's in the spank bank for sure now.
Oh God, I mean,
she lost those last 317 vanity pounds. Mm-hmm. She's ready to go now.
Oof.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, sometimes you see people and you just rub you the wrong way, right. And I just don't like them. I don't,
they getting laid.
Oh yeah. Every position now.
Great. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast from Ace and TJ Prime Plus. Copyright 2023 ATJ Inc. Ace and TJ Prime and Prime Plus members are winning prizes. Join Prime and enjoy doing nothing other than waiting to hear your name to win cash, prizes, experiences, and more with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Join Prime today through the Ace and TJ family app, available in the Apple Store or through Google Play.
Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin, America's number one choice for healthy weight loss and more. Find out how Calitrin can help you at acetj.com/weightloss. acetj.com/weightloss.
The Ace and TJ Show loves to give back to the community, and they do that with their charity, Peyton's Promise. Get more information about how you can help with Peyton's Promise at peytonspromise.org. Peyton's Promise would not be possible without great sponsors like CompuCom, acetj.com/CompuCom.